My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1174 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hi guys.
So Tracy, I ran across another list. You know how I love lists. Mm-hmm. And it isn't like a 1 through 10 or anything like that. It's just scariest things that graveyard shift staff have come across.
Oh gosh, I can't even imagine.
Now, this first one is night nurses get phantom call from an empty room with no phone.
Oh.
I work as a transporter in a hospital. About 2 years ago, we moved from an old city hospital into a new state-of-the-art facility. The old hospital was built in the 1930s and was showing its age, and at night, it was just plain creepy. Each floor had an east and west wing. The east wing on the fourth floor was the first wing to be shut down about 2 weeks before the move. One night around 9:30, I'm up on the floor to get a patient from the west wing. I see a small group of nurses and aides who all used to work on the now-closed east wing. They looked visibly shaken. I walked over to see if everything was okay. They told me that they had decided to walk through their wing just basically for nostalgia's sake. When they were over there, the phone at the nurse's station started ringing. The computers and the phones had not yet been removed. Not sure what to do, one of the nurses reached over the counter and she answered the phone. The nurse told me that there was a woman's voice on the other end, and she sounded confused. This is the conversation as best as I can remember. "This is blank. How can I help you?" asked the nurse. "Hello, who is this?" "This is blank. I'm the nurse. Is there anything I can help you with?" "Where am I?" "This is hospital name. Are you a patient here?" "Oh, okay." Then the line went dead. That's when the nurse finally looked at the screen on the phone to see where the call was coming from. The phone gave the room number directly next to the nurse's station. The rooms by that point had all been cleared out, and all the phones had been removed. They could see directly into the room and see that there was nobody in there. That's when they bolted toward the west wing where I was getting off the elevator. I avoided that wing for the rest of my time there.
Oh my gosh. Well, that would creep you out for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ooh, and especially it was like right across from the nurse's station.
Yeah, you could see right into
it. Yeah, they could literally just yell that at them if somebody was really there.
And I don't know how you could prank a call to where it would show up that room number.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that's like an internal deal where you don't dial a number. You just pick it up and hit and it connects you.
Yes. Ooh, that's creepy.
And even if you could, I don't think anybody would do that.
No.
Not in a hospital. That's not really a place to have pranks.
Not really, no. That's pretty crazy, though. That's a good memory for her to have of that wing.
Yeah. This one says, I work at a crisis nursery, which is a child care facility that provides emergency and respite care for children under the age of 7. I used to work graveyards all the time. I have to say first that I'm an absolutely non-believer in paranormal stuff. At all. That being said, this is one of those deals where they say, that being said, some crazy shit happened.
No doubt.
That being said, at 2 in the morning in a dark room, when you and two or three other girls in their 20s are the only adults in the building, shit gets creepy sometimes. Now, the facility I worked in was named for a child that was beat to death by one of their parents.
Oh, my gosh.
The nursery was started in their name as a way to hopefully prevent another child dying in a violent death at the hands of a stressed-out caregiver. So the story that goes around is that the kid's spirit haunts the nursery and is mostly active at night. I get told this on one of my first grave shifts, and I'm like, whatever, scare the newbie. That stuff doesn't bother me. Well, later that night, one of the kids got up to use the bathroom. One of my co-workers helped the kid get back to bed and returned to where we were all sitting. Pretty soon, someone hears the water running in the bathroom. They go check it out. Yep, it's running. The co-worker swears up and down that it was off when she and the kid left. It's kind of weird, but honestly think that they were just trying to scare me. Well, they tell me that one of the reasons that everyone thinks this place is haunted is that many different people have reported different children asking about, quote-unquote, that kid, as in, why doesn't that kid have to go to bed? While they're pointing at nothing, I brush it off, basically forget about it. A few weeks later, I was in the sleep room, which is the bedroom where all the kids sleep. There must always be an adult in that room with the children. Myself, I'm just chilling, reading a book with the book light. The rest of the room is pitch black and silent. All of a sudden, this kid, probably 4 or 5, he sits bolt upright in the bed and says, "Hey, how come they aren't asleep? Why do they get to play? I want to play too." All while pointing at a wall with no kids anywhere in the vicinity. Instant crazy shivers all over me. I was so scared I almost screamed. I refused to be alone in that room from that moment on. That kind of would make a believer out of you, I think.
Well, of course it would. And I mean, he's not the only one that said that in the past. So.
No, not at all. Anyways, that's all we got for today.
Very interesting.
And we'll be back tomorrow, and I got a few more of those stories.
Okay, see ya.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1175 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, y'all?
I told you we're going to be back with more of these stories for the graveyard shift.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, I work at a hospital overnight. I was cleaning two rooms after patients left. They were connected. There was one exit, and I cleaned the first room. I left for 10 minutes, got my supplies, then went back to the other. I saw a little old lady in a chair, hunched over. I stared at her for a few seconds. I thought it was odd that they put a patient in there already. Two female nurses asked if I was sitting in a chair. They get scared. Nope, it was an old lady. Well, I check. The room is empty. She disappeared. I would have seen it if she walked past me. Creepy. No one on that floor fit the description that I gave of her, except for the lady who died in the room 4 hours before my shift.
Oh, she wasn't done being in that room, I guess.
Apparently not. She's stubborn.
Yeah, maybe she didn't get to eat her evening meal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted to finish her meal.
Yeah, in a hospital. Doubtful.
Well, yeah, that's true.
When I had just graduated high school, I started working at a truck stop a few miles outside of town. I usually worked evenings, but I had to switch shifts with the night shift guy, so there I was, 3 a.m., fighting sleep. A car pulls into the parking lot, and it parks. There's a guy in the driver's seat, crying, and a woman in the passenger seat just staring straight ahead, not moving, no emotion whatsoever. They sat there for what seemed like an hour. Then the guy gets out, and he comes in. He grabs a few random items and puts them on the counter. The whole time, he's looking all around, checking for other people. There was no one but us, for miles. He then stares right into my very soul and says, "It's quiet out here, isn't it? So quiet you can almost hear the angels singing." I muttered something unmemorable, and then he left. She never moved.
The lady in the car still didn't?
Yep.
That's weird.
That's a very confusing story. So the guy was scared and freaked out by what he said, but I really don't know what it meant.
Maybe that lady was dead in his car. And it was like a Weekend at Bernie's kind of thing.
Yeah, he did say that the guy was driving. Yeah, it's very possible that maybe that girl might not have been alive.
Ooh.
Because he seemed suspicious looking around and everything.
Yeah, and why was he crying?
Yeah, why was he crying? And the girl never moved.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a mannequin.
Maybe it's a dead giveaway.
This one says,
dead giveaway.
A phone used to call me on 911 every night. I guess used to call me, yeah. A phone used to call me on 911 every night. It would make horrible screaming sounds or sometimes white noise, and then it would disconnect. It scared the living crap out of me. The officers we sent out every time never found a thing. It was vacant, as a matter of fact, but there was a residence there. I was repeatedly assured that the sounds on the line were due to a faulty phone line or the rain, but it never stopped bothering me. Why would it always be that one particular phone call, especially when there's...
So it was a 911 operator that said that they kept getting the same call. Oh, gosh.
From a landline. It wasn't a cell phone.
Yeah.
It was from a landline, but the house was vacant.
Me no likey.
Property guard hears a woman's dire screams for help. I used to work as a night watchman on a large property. Not just a big building, but a large surrounding property as well. Probably 50 acres. Well, this property was not in the best of areas. It was kind of secluded, but it did have a subdivision nearby. Anyways, I had a really long driveway that was gated. One night, I started my rounds by walking out the front door of the place, which was all lit up. As soon as I lock the door behind me and take a step, I hear a woman scream. Oh my God, somebody please help me! Up at the end of the driveway. It was somewhat faint, and I took 5 running steps into the driveway, skidded to a stop, and ran back inside to call the cops. They responded with multiple police cars and even a helicopter. They found absolutely nothing. I still think that it could have been someone trying to lure me out there.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. Well, I bet that is possible. It's probably what they were trying to do.
I worked in Louisville. This was years ago. When, matter of fact, Amber was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place called Roman Haas.
Oh, I remember that place.
No, never mind. It wasn't Roman Haas. Oh, I take that back. It was Henry Vogt. Company, and they made these giant industrial ice machines.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like you would see at hotels and stuff like that, but even bigger than that. And this place was really old. I mean, I think it was established back in the 1800s, and it smelled like oil. Like all the floors were wooden, and they were all oil soaked. So it was like smoking was forbidden anywhere near the place these floors would go up in a heartbeat. But, you know, they would have the, forges in there where it would be real hot, and they would make metal parts and all this. And but it was several buildings. It was like he said, and there's a train track that went there, and they would move stuff back and forth on these train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But this place was really dark. It was in a bad part of town. It was over off Hill Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a situation to where we had to go in through the building, and then we'd have to go outside the building and go to another building. But you were always kind of walking from one building to the next, and it was pitch black outside. I worked third shift, and I never really knew what was going on out there. So it was kind of freaky, and it was like there was hardly anybody ever worked that shift.
Yeah.
So you would always hear all the machines would be like, when you'd be in there, and there's no lights on inside the place. So you just had your flashlight, and you would hear the psh, psh, and all this air machines going off. It would freak you out. And I thought that was bad enough. But then I found out that one of the guards that had worked there a couple of years before, he actually was attacked outside and killed by somebody trying to break into one of the vending machines or something.
Are you kidding me?
No. So literally everything that we thought about walking and how bad it seemed at nighttime,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the other thing was like you had to walk those, but then you had to get in your car and drive about a block and a half down to this other building that was like a pump building or something that you had to check out.
It was not a fun job. Yeah, I'm not down with that.
But that's what that reminded me of when I heard that. All the different buildings like over 50. Yeah. That's what it sounded like. So
scary.
All right, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate all your patronage, and that wraps up our week.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.